Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, waterline rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise, LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at belisiofoods.com/careers.
Total Media is doing an Easter prize pack giveaway, and all you have to do to enter is find our post on Facebook or any of our Total Media platforms and follow the instructions. Once you're entered, you can win a $50 Stockroom 601 gift card, 2 movie tickets to Tri-City Theater, a 3-month online subscription to the Telegram, 2 Total Media t-shirts from Zip Printing Signs and Marketing, 2 Total Media radio keychains, and an Easter basket filled with some candy-filled Easter eggs. It's free to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and the contest is open to first-time new subscribers. The winner of the prize pack will be announced on Easter Sunday. Good luck!
Headlights.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning show here on Main Street TV, where I have some eager guests this morning to talk with you. They're so excited to be here.
We are.
Does she look like a deer in the headlights? I don't think so. She said, I'm going to look like a deer in the headlights. No, not at all. But no, welcome, ladies. And we're going to talk about Humane Society things today and also some fun events that you have coming up. So typically, I mean, every time Diana Yates shows up here on the show, she's either giving something away or talking about something fun. So we love to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. So if you would, introduce yourselves, please.
Okay, I'm Diana Yates. I'm president of the Humane Society.
And I'm Janice Brumfield, vice president of the Humane Society.
Okay, and these ladies are here to talk. Well, we have like a whole plethora of things to talk about this morning. You guys have a really, really cool fundraising event coming up. And then we get to talk about Rascal Unit and all that, too.
Care. So. We'll talk about Rascal first, then the yard sale, then the fundraiser, because they're in a...
Absolutely. Let's the floor is yours.
Oh,
all right, Miss Rascal.
Oh gosh. I'm not good at this. So Rascal is starting again. The Rascal Unit will be coming to Jackson.
Okay, could you just explain what that is first off in case people don't know?
Yes, the Rascal Mobile Unit. It's a mobile unit that goes around, does spay neuter.
Yes.
And they travel
not off. Of humans.
No. No.
Animals.
Animals only. There might be a few humans I wouldn't mind having come in, but...
We had... Not to digress, but I'm going to anyway. We literally had this discussion at the brewery the other day that there should be a Rascal Unit for humans.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, that's so funny.
Yeah, but... they travel all over the state of Ohio.
Yeah, and it's cats and dogs, right?
Cats and dogs.
Rabbits.
Yes. They will do rabbits.
Oh, they will?
Yeah. I don't think they like to, but they will.
Wait, who?
Rabbits are very sensitive and touchy.
Oh, but also very frisky.
Yeah, yeah. But, it's predominantly cats and dogs.
Okay.
And we're fortunate enough, we've been with them for 16 years now, something like that. Nice. We've had them coming to Jackson.
Very amazing that we get to have that opportunity here because it's low cost.
Right, and there's a lot of people in the state of Ohio, you know, different humane societies and rescues that are on a waiting list to get on their schedule.
For Rascal Unit for Rascal, to come to their
because
place.
They're already going so many places. They, you know, so, and we've been very fortunate. They've always, you know, made sure that we get in, and I always get what I want when I ask them because I have to plan the schedule in, like,
she's
December.
She's misorganized, and they love that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
they say they love coming to Jackson. Well, we fix food.
But didn't you go up there and show somebody one
yes.
time?
Yes.
How you operate?
How to operate.
They wanted me to come. Yeah, they wanted me to come to their Rascal clinic and show them how I do things. Because I guess they go to some places and
that's
it's just,
awesome.
You know, no name tags on the cages, no spreadsheet. I do a spreadsheet and send to them about 4 to 5 days before so they know who's coming and what to expect. And we do 50 animals per clinic.
50?
50. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yes, it's a one-day process, too.
Holy moly.
So this vet is doing 50 spay and neuters a day.
In one day?
Yes, and it makes for a very long day. I mean, there's been times, and this has been quite a while ago, where I've been there till 11 o'clock at night.
I'm sure.
Typically, we get out, if all goes well, and if I'm as organized as I'm supposed to be, we can typically get out of there anywhere between 4 and 7. Just depends. Just depends if people show up. You know, if they don't show up, then, of course. But what a lot of people don't understand, I can't just have 50 of whatever I want. They have what they call packs, and you have to have your 30 pack, which is 15 female cats and then 15 dogs, male or female, just a total of 15 dogs, 15 female cats and 20 male cats.
Okay.
And I will say, anybody out there that has male cats, strays, or your own personal pet, people think it's not as important to do males, and it certainly is because the females can't get pregnant if they don't have the male. That's exactly right. So I'm always low on male cats, and I think that's one of the reasons why is people don't think it's as necessary. So if you got male cats out there, I always have 20 spaces a clinic, and a lot of times
it's a lot cheaper to do a male cat than a female.
Yeah, it's $10 cheaper.
Yeah, everything's on the outside.
right. It's snip, snip for them. And the poor girls, they have, like, major surgery.
Yes, like, it's
it's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And so, you know, based on those statistics that I have to follow.
Okay, I didn't know any of this.
Yeah. Once I fill up those 15 females, I can't get any more females in that clinic.
Okay.
And then I can do 15 dogs. And I try to, I don't have to, but I try to, you know, schedule it so that it's not all male dogs, because most of the people on the Rascal Unit, they're girls like us, and they're carrying these 80-pound dogs in and out. I mean, they go up steps up onto the truck, and the truck is amazing. It's like a complete vet hospital on that truck.
Yes, absolutely.
It's fantastic. And biggest problem I have is people just not listening to you know, the pre-op instructions. When I call them to schedule them for whatever clinic I can get them in, I give them pre-op instructions. You know, no food and water after midnight.
Right.
You know,
the basic
common
sense. Same
thing
as if it were
a person.
Us.
Right. Yeah. Right. And, you know,
The post-op. Tell about the post-op where you
explain
to let them run and
jump.
And they'll
post-op, especially
females.
It's important for both, but females especially. I mean, you have to keep them calm. And they'll say, well, you know, she likes to play or whatever. Well, what do I do when she wants to play? I said, well, as long as you're there with her and supervising her and she's not jumping off the couch and,
It's called a leash.
Yeah.
when you go outside.
Yeah, they can't go outside off leash. Yep. And people will just open up the door and let them run. And we actually had one dog that, I hate to say it, that passed away because the very next day they let their dog out to play in the yard. And, of course, those stitches just burst open.
Oh, my gosh.
And by the time we were able to, I mean, this was like 7 o'clock in the morning trying to get a vet and get him in. I mean, the little dog didn't make it.
Oh, no.
And,
well,
you know.
We had cats, too.
Yes,
one person
cats
brought
too.
Several cats and just let them loose. And
yeah, just let them loose.
The cats died. And
yeah.
Blame
and it,
Rascal.
Yeah, and it's right. always it, Rascal's fault.
Yeah, it's
Humane Society's
no.
fault, you know. And it's like, no. And they, another thing that can happen is they can develop a hernia because, you know, you've cut the abdominal wall.
Right.
So it's weaker. And you need to give that time to heal before you let them run around. And,
sure.
and so then they'll develop a hernia, which is another issue.
But it's such a short period of time for the rest of their lives. So
right.
Like, I know when I had my puppy fixed recently, well, she came home with the cone of shame.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And everyone was like, take that off of her. And I was like, no. Because, number one, it slowed her down.
Right. Right.
And number two, no, I'm not going to take it off of her. She did just fine with it.
Right.
And we did leashes and we did the whole nine yards and she healed perfectly.
Right.
You know, no,
and they will, you know.
Just do what you're supposed to do for that couple of weeks or whatever, and then it's fine.
Right.
For their lifetime.
Right. Exactly. And I mean... Yeah, we all feel bad when our dog looks at us like, oh, please, I want to go run. But, you know, it's a short period of time.
It is.
And then for cats, if they get rambunctious and start running and trying to jump, I just tell people, put them back in their carrier.
Put them
a
in a carrier,
while.
Put them in the restroom,
well,
you know, in a bathroom or something.
If they put them outside for so long, they can still get pregnant after they've had the surgery.
Oh.
Well, the males.
The female.
The even though they've been neutered.
Yeah,
the males can still. There's still a backup there,
yeah.
So you still have to be really careful, you know. So, but it's just common sense stuff, and you know,
you're told.
Yeah. Please,
that's not hard.
Please. But people can call in today, starting at noon.
For the first Rascal unit.
Well, or, to get on the list.
Okay.
And then once I fill up my 15 female cats, my 15 dogs. And then my 20 male cats, if I can. You know, I need males. Then I keep, they stay on the list, and then they move to the next clinic, and I start filling that clinic. So, you know, you stay on the list, but you won't hear, if you call and leave a message, you're not going to hear from me. I'm not going to call you and say, I got your message, because
you're
I would be calling 100
on
people. I put them on a list, and I will only call them when I can schedule them.
But we do have people that call back 3 and 4 times that have already left their names, and that just gets more confusing and takes more time.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, I think I already have a message from them. I have to go back through and see.
Trust in the fact that they're getting your message and you're on the list.
Right.
And you'll get, like, don't call me, I'll call you.
Right.
Well,
right.
No, and I think that's wonderful. How many of these Rascal clinics are you guys doing a year now?
Well, we used to do 2 a month. And
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah. Well, and what a lot of people don't understand is there's a lot more to it than just showing up that day. As soon as I would finish one clinic, I would have to start on the second one. I never got a break.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd have to call everybody and I
full time.
Require a $40 deposit. I'd have to take that over the phone and, you know, get that spreadsheet. And I only had a 2-week span before the next clinic was coming. This year they had to change it. The vet that usually came to our location, come to Southern Ohio, actually had to quit because of some injury to her arm. And
oh,
she
no.
could no longer do the surgeries. So they have had a hard time finding another vet.
Sure.
And I do believe they've hired one, but she's not started yet. So being just one vet... She's working 7 days a week, and she still can't even begin to cover.
Oh, my goodness.
So everybody this year has been knocked down to one clinic a month.
Okay.
Now, you know, that's not saying that that might not change midway through the year. You know,
okay.
If a new vet starts and they
yeah.
end up having more openings. We've been with them so long, they're very good about giving me the schedule I want, and I'm sure they would be quick to call.
We
and
do
say,
them April through November.
Yes.
April through November. Okay.
And the reason I don't, everybody says, well, why don't you do them in the winter? Well, I did that for a while. And in Columbus, they had like a blizzard.
Gotcha.
Here, it wasn't, you know, there was snow on the ground, but it wasn't bad. And I didn't know until like 7:30, quarter till 8, that they couldn't get out. They had a lot of the streets shut down and stuff.
I see.
Rascal couldn't get here. There was no way I could call 50 people that quickly. Yeah. So I just went to the location, and when they got there, I told them, I'm sorry, we're going to have to reschedule you. I was called every name you can imagine. I was cussed. Yeah. I was, you know, what do you mean? I've got this scheduled. And I'm like, well, yeah. And we all wanted to be here, but
they're not
the weather.
Here.
I can't make them get here, you know. Yeah. Well, it wasn't that bad. I was able to get here. I said, yeah, but we're not in Columbus. Columbus got hit really hard. And I decided at that time, never doing it again, because trying to reschedule all those people.
Yeah.
And they were all mad anyway. Yeah. And it was like, I'm not doing this again. Yeah.
Don't
you know?
Put yourself in that position.
I mean, we don't get paid to do any of this. Yeah, and correct. It's like, I'm not going to be called every name in the book just because of the weather.
Yeah.
You know, it's
something
not
that's completely
happen.
Out of your control.
Yeah. Because if I could control it, it'd be 90 and sunny out and we'd be all hanging out enjoying
everybody
the weather.
There'd be rainbows and unicorns everywhere. So the whole point of the Rascal Unit is a low-cost spay and neuter. It's a wonderful organization, and we are so fortunate to have them come to our area because, as you said, they're in great demand, and they have chosen us and some obviously other places too, but that is so cool. So thanks for doing all that you do with that. Because
the number
it's a huge
you call
deal.
For the Rascal sign up.
Yeah. So
740-978-0424. And just follow the instructions on there about signing up.
Yeah. You'll just get a message and just follow that. And please be patient because I had over 100 calls last year on the first day.
Okay. And when can you call?
Noon today.
Starting noon today.
And then
you can
anytime
call.
The rest of the year.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the number again?
740-978-0424.
And I'm asking everybody to be patient because the phone that we have, the Humane Society phone we use for this, only holds 20 messages.
Okay.
So when I'm trying to clear that, make the list, and delete that message, if somebody's calling in, it cuts me off of that.
Okay.
So it may take me 4 calls to delete one. And so,
gotcha.
You know, so if you call and it says that the voicemail is full, don't think I'm not clearing it.
You're
I am.
You're checking it all the time. You're doing it as fast as you can.
Right. So just wait a few minutes and call back and just keep calling back till you can leave your message.
Okay. Very good. And, you know, again, let's spend a couple of minutes and talk about why. I know you all aren't vets, but you certainly have been around the block a time or two with these animals. Let's talk for a minute about why spay and neuter is so very important.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons.
I mean, we could do a whole show about
right.
that. But,
well,
you know, there's health reasons. There's obviously
population
problems.
And that's problem, right? the main thing is overpopulation, obviously. But if it's a female dog or cat, they can get uterine cancer. You know, they can get female cancer.
Yes.
Dogs and I believe cats get it too, but I hear it mostly about dogs. They get what's called pyometra, where they get a huge infection in their uterus.
Yes.
And it will kill them. If you don't catch it in time and get them to a vet and get the and then they do a spay. They get that uterus out of there. They have to take a lot of antibiotics.
And that's testicular cancer. Right.
Yes, the boys, they can get...
You know, same as...
Yes, they can get cancer in their testicles, so get them off. It also helps... Another big thing is once the males are neutered, cat or dog, it keeps them from running. You know, there's a female in heat 5 miles down the road. I got to go down there.
I got
a hot date. And, you know, they get hit by a car. They get lost. Yeah. Male cats will spray.
Oh, yeah.
Male dogs will hike their leg.
Yep.
Everybody's marking their territory. That's not to say that that won't still happen, but it's less likely.
Yes.
And if you get it done sooner than later.
Yes.
If you wait,
stop it before it starts.
Right, because if they start doing it, it becomes habit.
Yes.
And then even though they're neutered, they'll still, it's just habit. Oh, I always pee here on the wall, so I'm just going to go over there and do that.
Yeah, I think I've told this story before, but I was in a local vet's office one day, several years ago, and a dog came in and was very, very sick and had a big mass on her belly. And I said, after the people left, I said, because the dog stayed, what's going on? And the vet said, this is what happens when you don't spay your female dog. And I went back the next day to pick up something, and I said, how's that dog? And
it passed away. It was probably pyometra.
And it was just a, you know, lovely lab, I think, or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, man, like... It could have been prevented, and
plus it saves all these unwanted kittens that you can't find homes for.
Kittens,
we get
puppies.
Umpteen million calls, people wanting us to take cats and kittens because they put them on Facebook. They can't find homes for them.
It's like, stop it before it starts. Yeah. Once again, prevention is the key for that. Right. So that's why this Rascal Unit, I mean, it doesn't get any better than signing up for this Rascal Unit. They can get shots. They can get... you know, they're obviously their spay neuter.
You can get their flea medications.
They can
on
get
there.
Flea medication. Yep. You know, it's like kind of a one stop shop at a reduced rate.
Right, right.
Why would you not do it?
Right, and people don't realize if you, I know a lot of people don't choose to get animals. We all get them dumped on us and so forth, and I get that.
I like to say they choose us.
Yes, yeah, they
that's
sure
a,
do.
That's a nicer way to
but. I lost my train of thought. But if you're going to purchase an animal, if you're, you know, or go and rescue an animal. Now, if you go to a rescue, most of the things are done. They've already been spayed, neutered, all their shots. Yep. A lot of them are microchipped, flea treated, you name it, it's done. But if you go and buy a dog, or if you go, you know, rescue a dog that needs a lot of things, or get a puppy, you got to figure right off the bat, you're talking $1,000.
Yeah.
Because you got to take a puppy like four times to get their boosters.
Yep.
And I mean, it's like 45.
A lot of people think you only need to get shots once.
Once,
no,
yeah.
It never ends.
Yeah. It's, you know, 40 or more to walk through the door, plus whatever they need. So that adds up. And then any medications they need. So if you decide to, if you make the choice to get an animal, then you've made the choice to spend the money to keep it healthy and well. And you've made the choice to keep it for life.
If at all possible,
in extenuated
the whole thing
circumstances.
Too. Yeah, like they're not throwaway.
No, it's not an old car in the yard.
No,
you know that they can just let sit there. It
and puppies poop and they chew, and kittens chew.
Yes,
and they claw things and they're like having children.
Yes, constantly.
Second night we got a new lab pup last year. He was 8 weeks old. Second night we had him. He chewed a hole this big in my leather recliner.
Yeah.
My husband said the recliner can be replaced. He can't. So.
And you have to know that. Yeah. I mean, going in, something in your house is going to get destroyed.
Yes.
And, you know, there's things that you give them alternatives is the best thing. But they're like children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And a lot of people will give them an old, you know, here, chew on this old shoe. Well, the dog doesn't know.
That shoe right there, not another shoe.
The dog's like, oh, I can chew on all the shoes. Yeah. I can chew on
shoes.
You know,
are cool.
Oh, no dress shoes or anything, just this one shoe, you know. And it's like, don't give them something that you don't want them to chew on
all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to laugh. So we have a corgi puppy, and she... I will say she chews on what she's supposed to chew on, except for socks.
Oh.
Obsessed.
Love
with socks.
Socks.
You cannot leave a sock anywhere. And so I go to, Jamie and I just laugh now. We go to put our socks on, and there's like, you know, a big hole. Because she's gotten a hold of it somewhere. But I'm like, it's okay. We can replace socks. So. Yeah.
Yep.
As long as she doesn't eat them.
Yes. Exactly.
I've had dogs bored, and when I clean up their poop, I've found pairs of socks.
Not good.
No.
No string. Take rugs
it
up.
Can kill them.
All of that stuff. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on. So,
Yard
Unit
sale.
Starts today. Sign-ups, call. You can call starting at noon today for the Rascal Unit, 740-978-0424. Okay. Yard sale.
We have our spring yard sale scheduled on Saturday, April the 6th.
Yes.
It starts at 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And it's at the FOP Lodge at 106. I forget the address. 106 Wood Avenue in Jackson.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
That's over, you know, where the old Western Auto was?
Yeah. Okay.
The gas station on the other side. Yeah. It's the street there.
That's what
I'm very end of the street, the building on the right.
Okay.
It's a wooden high right on the corner.
Yeah. Okay, so yard sale. Do you need items for the yard sale?
Yes. On Friday, April the 5th, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the same location, we accept donations.
Okay.
And we've never turned anything down.
No.
Will you accept clothing? Because I know sometimes
We do.
Okay.
You know, if it's, you know, as long as it's like clean and
nice.
Yeah.
You
know, it's like, something that somebody would want to wear.
To buy,
you know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have a yard sale in the spring and one in the fall, and we always have them there.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. All right. So that is a great fundraiser for you. So donations on April 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Is it at the FOP?
Yes.
So go there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then the yard sale will be that weekend then?
The next day.
Okay.
The next day.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I just want to give a quick shout out to the FOP.
Well, of course.
They are good.
We were searching. I mean, we lost our spot in Wellston at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And we could find no one that would give us a spot to have our Rascal Clinics, nowhere. And they stepped right up, and Aaron Irvin stepped right up and said,
so cute.
I hate to bring up names. Aaron. Yeah, thanks, Aaron. But he stepped right up and said, we'll help you.
That's awesome.
And he lets us use the building for everything
we need.
Because
we have to
have
heat. And the last building they put us in at the fairgrounds had no heat. And you're trying to do clinics in November.
And it has to be inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, I can't have animals having surgery and being cold. You
right,
know?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, that, yeah. None of that makes any sense.
And, I mean, they have been fantastic. They let us do our yard sales there. They let us have our Rascal Clinics there. They let us have meetings there. I call him and say, hey, here's the Rascal schedule, or hey, can we use the building for our yard sale? Whatever you want, Janice, whatever you want.
That's awesome. Thank you.
So thank you to them because there was nobody else in the community that was helping us find a place.
Okay.
They did good.
All right. So yard sale. So it's perfect opportunity for you to get rid of something that would be, you know, another man's treasure.
Right. Exactly.
And also for you to find some treasures along the way and support our furry friends.
Yep.
Yeah,
we need it.
We need the support.
Yes, you do. Because you, and number one, number 52 of our discussion today, if you just want to send the Humane Society a nice check, it's P.O. Box 1 in Jackson. You can't forget that. And that will go to help any number of animals along the way, whether it's $5 or, you know, if everyone just sent $5, think about how awesome that would be.
I've often said if everybody in the community would send $1, you know, think what we could do with that.
Sure.
You know, we could offer a lot more help.
Yeah. We work only on donations and fundraisers. We don't
have
grants
don't.
Anymore. We had this past Saturday, we do Faces of Rescue. He's from Circleville.
Yes.
He's a pet photographer. He's the best around. We had our spring Easter pictures. We have 24 slots. They filled up. Plus, we scheduled 4 to 5 walk-ins. And we asked for a $20 donation, and he gives all of that to us.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, we had 2 cancellations, but I took an extra dog, and then someone else took the other spot. So everything was filled back up. We had 11 no-shows Saturday.
What?
11. Yeah. We've never had that
never
before.
Never had that happen.
So
ever.
We lost over $220. And there were people that messaged him after the fact saying, you know, if we would have known, we would have brought our dogs.
Sure.
Yeah, there was people that didn't sign up because it was full.
Yeah,
right.
You know?
But they would...
And Rascal does the same thing, too.
They would
message him
10 to 15 minutes after their appointments or 2 to 5 minutes before their appointments.
And say, can't make it or...
Yeah. Or not... Just
not show up at all.
Not show
that's
up.
That's not cool.
Yeah. No. And that's never happened. We've always filled them spots and everybody's shown up.
Yeah.
It was just really
and
strange.
And he works really hard at this and puts a lot of time
and
he
comes a long ways. I mean, he's not local.
I mean, he stayed up most of the night that night. The pictures were done and emailed to a Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He had like 400 and some portraits, I think he took total. Because he takes a lot.
And he takes the best. You can't get any better than David Brown.
He'll be back November 16th. Hopefully we do better.
So November 16th, will that be Christmas pictures? Yes. Or will that be, okay.
Christmas. He awesome. Usually has Christmas and he has like a patriotic background.
Okay.
Various things here. You can have a plain background, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't just take pets. He'll take kids, people.
Your whole family.
For Veterans Day. One year we had it. It was right around Veterans Day. And my uncle happened to come in. And Butch Anderson, I don't know if you know Butch, used to be the cop in Colton.
Okay, yes.
He was in there shopping. I said, come on, Butch, you've got something to do. We put the background for veteran because he's a veteran. Butch. And we took his
portraits. That's wonderful. Yeah. Very good. And you do those out at Tractor Supply, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they've been very good.
Yeah, thank you to them.
Good. Yes.
They're super pet friendly, too.
Yes. Yes. Yep. They're very good to us as well.
Okay. Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so we have that going on, the yard sale, and then this Pause for a Cause fundraiser sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, we did Paw Patrol. I can't believe it was 6 years ago.
I know.
It flashed up. 6 years, yeah. It popped up on my memory the other day. I know. We had a very good event then. We did really well, and we split the proceeds, everything. So we came up with a new one, Pause for a Cause, and if people are familiar with Bluey and Bingo cartoon, it was the number one cartoon for kids for a long time. I think it still may be. On Saturday, April the 20th, from 1 to 4 p.m., and it will be held at the First Church of the Nazarene on 251 Powell Drive in Jackson. It's right across the highway from Speyside. You see the big parking lot there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we're having it.
It's a huge church.
Yes, it is. Well, yeah, we had our Batman event there, but the weather, and that was a flop. But
what is it with you people and the weather?
Yeah, no. But Bluey and Bingo are going to bring some guests with them. In addition to Bluey and Bingo, we will have Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, and Miles Morales. So there will be five characters there.
What?
That will be interacting. Yeah, there's their pictures. We'll be interacting with children. You can use your cell phones, take pictures with them. It's a meet and greet. We will have included in the prize temporary tattoos for the kids.
Okay.
We'll have door prizes. We'll have face painting. And then we'll have tables set up where we sell character-related items and cookies.
Fun. Oh, Bluey and Bingo. They're so cute.
They are cute, aren't they?
Yeah, yes. They are. They are.
And I know that's a big... I don't have any kids, so I don't know for sure, but I know that the kids all love Bluey.
And I mean, it's expensive to rent those five characters and the people.
Sure.
Discounted is $942.
Oh, my gosh.
But thanks to our lovely sponsors, that has been covered.
Yes.
So could I mention some of our sponsors,
absolutely,
if you don't care? Chicken Sassy out of Wellston, MacArthur Renovate Life Church of God, Connie Young, in memory of her son, Brad Young, Walnut Hills Vet Clinic, A.L. Terry Jewelers, Lazy Dog Camp Resort, Robin's Nest, S&M Wholesale, Paul's A Wild Kennel, Joe and Crystal Finch, The Corner Pub, So High, Sitting Pretty, Nana's House, Parker's Place, Arch and Eddie's, Six Sense Brewery, and The Rascal Unit. And we would really like to thank everybody for helping us with sponsors.
Yes, absolutely. And it is,
And it's a lot of work to put on an event.
It is.
It is.
People don't really. It doesn't just. It's like the Apple Festival and all of these things. It don't. They don't just magically show up. You know.
Right.
There's people behind the scenes working very, very long hours to make these things happen. So.
And everybody always says there's nothing for kids to do around here.
Well.
To purchase tickets, you can go on eventbrite.com. On our Facebook page, we have the link. We have a post about what's going to happen. But you can purchase tickets. They're $10 each for adults and children. Children under 2 are free. Eventbrite charges a little bit of a fee on top of it. And then we will also sell tickets at the door.
Okay.
$12.
For $12. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is an event for our kids, but will also benefit our furry kids.
And,
you know, 100, and that's the whole point.
100% of the money we raise goes to help the animals.
Yes.
We do not get salaries at all.
No. Yeah. You guys are just crazy and donate your time.
Yeah, and we have no facility, so we have no overhead or anything. So everything goes straight to animals.
And there's so many things that people, I think, don't realize, unless you're personally affected by it, that you all do. And I mean, anything from, we were talking off the air of, you know, somebody has a dog that has parvo and they can't afford the vet bill and they call you.
We're seeing that more and more because of the economy.
Yes. And people aren't getting,
right,
you know, dogs vaccinated.
And we help as much as we can. I mean, it may not be a lot sometimes to help on a, like a $400 or $500 bill.
Sure.
But we do what we can.
And it's also, you know, you guys get a call if there's a, you know, pet injured alongside the road, has been hit by a car or whatever. And, you know,
there's a company that we just went and trapped five cats. And,
yes,
you know, we're paying to get them all spayed and neutered, and they will go to a farm.
Yes.
But
so it's all of the things that, you know, they get called about cost money. Food, you have a kennel that's supposed to be your business, but I feel like half the time you have it full of Humane Society animals that you're feeding.
If it wasn't for her, you know, we would have no place to take anything.
Last summer, I had 18 cats there I took in, and kittens. I bottle-fed kittens. Thank God. Newborn kittens are very hard. I got five kittens 3 days old. Four of them passed away. One survived. I syringe-fed it every day. I stayed up all night with it. It got adopted out this past weekend up at Columbus, and it got a wonderful home. They sent us pictures.
Oh, good. And
that makes it worthwhile.
Stories. Yes,
it does.
Yep. That little baby made it. And
But don't misunderstand. We don't take animals.
No.
I mean, these
you don't
are
have
like,
anywhere to put them.
Right. We don't have a facility. You know, but you know, on occasion, you know, an accident happens or something, you know, Diane is kind enough to let us, you know,
and
keep
we
it
don't
there.
Get food donated hardly anymore.
No.
Every once in a while, the pound will have some extra, but I'll go to Tractor Supply Rural King and buy like 8 or 10 bags of Purina dog chow. That's almost, you know.
Oh, it's expensive.
$250, $300.
Right.
Yeah.
So what if people are sitting at home today and they say, wow, I didn't know that they need, I mean, you guys need thousands and thousands of dollars a year to do what you do.
We spend several thousand dollars a month on vet bills.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're talking like buku money that they need. Yeah. And again, this is a volunteer organization. They're not taking any money for anything other than to help the animals. But what can people do to help? What's the easiest way for people to help you that would benefit you the most?
Donate money.
Okay. P.O. Box 1.
P.O. Box 1.
Or so
if
easy.
We always set up at the Apple Festival and have a booth. We sell homemade dog treats. We do a Henry rifle raffle each year.
Yes, the rifle
plus
raffle.
Say that real quick three
I had to
times.
Slow down.
Rifle raffle.
And this year we have the 44 Magnum Wildlife Edition again. That's been
That's
the biggest
awesome.
Hit the last
it's a beautiful
couple of years.
Gun.
It just arrived. And we do a gift basket that's primarily women's. We usually have close to $1,000 worth of items in it we sell.
Big deal.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, when we're set, we do that and the Wilkesville Fish Fry and the Beaver Oktoberfest. And if you would just come by and put, if you just have a dollar, I mean.
Yeah, if everybody,
anything,
like you said, put a dollar
right,
in the jar.
If you would just
jar.
Walk by, we have a donation jar sitting there and would just donate a little, I mean.
I'll tell you, a couple times I've gotten so upset because we've helped people that's had a, you know, their dog was hit by a car and they didn't, I mean, who has a couple $1,000 sitting in at home just in
nobody.
Case? Not these days, nobody. And of course, we don't either, but we will try to help. But I'd be there at the Apple Festival at the booth and I would see them and I would
You'll
look at them and smile, you know, because, oh, that's the person we helped, you know, that. And
you
I'm so glad their dog's okay. And look at them and smile, and they look right at me and
turn
their
head when they see that it's us.
Yeah.
Walk past us.
I don't know. You would think they would at least stop by and say, hey, my dog's doing great, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Something, you know, let alone put a dollar in the donation jar.
For
so
sure.
it kind of I don't want to say hurt your feelings, but kind of put you down because you're, you know, you're busting your butt. Using your
Absolutely.
Own time.
A lot it's of a times, very thankless you all are doing.
A lot
doing.
Of times we use our own money,
you
know, out of our own pocket, and we're not rich either. So it's like, you know, you could at least say thank you or just stop by and say, hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, instead of just looking at us and walking by like,
Donate some, if you don't have the money, donate something for our yard sales.
Yeah, that's what I'm just sitting here thinking. We all have stuff that we need to, you know,
right.
That, somebody else could use. Yep. So
yeah, it's not all about money. You know, if you can donate to us, right. you can. If we need help with something, you can donate your time. I mean, you know,
absolutely,
lots of things you could do.
Give them a call. If somebody is interested in helping you out, whether it be their time or whatever, what's the best way to reach you?
They can call our call line, which is 740-286-8435, mm-hmm. or they can message us on our Facebook page.
6435.
Huh?
6435.
Oh, God, I said 8435.
No, you're fine.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Yeah. That one I remember. Yeah. I can't remember the one that I use. Remember. Yeah, she remembers my phone. Yeah. I remember hers.
And I'm the one that checks the call line.
Yeah.
But I never call it.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 6435.
Yeah, yeah, people call, ask me what the brewery number is. Yeah. I'm like, I have no idea. I don't call it. Yeah. But
easiest way is to message us on Facebook.
Okay, is it Humane Society of Jackson County?
Yes. On Ohio.
Make sure you say Ohio.
Ohio. Yeah.
Because there's Jackson County, Humane Societies
Michigan,
in Jackson, Michigan, of yeah. Jackson County all over Mississippi, yep. Mississippi. And
there's
Georgia.
Lots of Jacksons.
There's lots yep. of Jackson counties out there, guys.
There yep. So get a hold of them. They'll be very, very happy to accept any donations or help along the way.
Yes, absolutely.
So, very good. Dylan, is our other guest called in yet? Or?
Yep, he's ready.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. Well, ladies, thank you so much. We will make sure that we share this Pause for a Cause with Bluey and friends. How fun.
It'll be fun.
And Rascal Unit, you can start calling in today at noon, 740-978-0424 to get registered or to get on the
list.
And yes. then Janice will be calling you with...
when I can schedule.
Yes. So
it may dogs, be cats. It may be a month, it may be 2 months, but okay. I will get you in there and explore the other options too, because we fill up really quick, you
okay.
know, other Rascal Units around the area.
Okay.
Yeah. Was, Sierra's Haven. They're right in Portsmouth. They do a once a month male cat neuter day on a Sunday for $25. You can't beat that.
Okay. That's pretty good too.
Perfect Companions in Chillicothe. They do every once in a while, like once a month or every other month, a $40 voucher you go in and purchase. And you can use it for Rascal or one of their local vets there.
Yeah, they have two vets in Chillicothe or when they have a Rascal clinic, which isn't as often as we do, but you could use it for that as well.
So there's other alternatives.
Yes.
Besides, you know, so you guys can guide people along the way for that too.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So most people don't want to go out of town to do it.
They say it's too far.
They think it's too far to drive.
Whatever. Like, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, we hear some good ones.
Oh, I can only imagine.
We could write a book.
They want us to pick them up and take them.
Yeah. It's like I'm not the taxi service. I mean, I wish I could, but I can't, you know. Yeah. We could write a book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Honey, I can't even. Well, thank you again for
thank
what
you
do.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, you all are welcome anytime. You know that. And we do appreciate you so much. And our furry friends appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we do have, I think, thank a you. Guest calling through. Thank you so much. Yeah, you guys can, you ladies can depart the scene if you want.
Run.
Yeah, run.
Thank you.
See, and you didn't even look like a deer in the headlights once.
Well, thank you. I think I need to get the zip systems. Go back around this way.
Yeah, you'll go right and then straight through the door.
That's my thought.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, of course. All right, so we do have a special guest on the line this morning, right, Dylan?
Yep.
Okay, thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Let's see who it is. Well, hello there. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great. Welcome back. You're not here in the studio, but we are here via all this technology that we have now, which is super cool. So what is going on?
Well, we at Total Media over here in Pike County, we are proud to be able to bring Pike County baseball to 100.1 WXCQ, Main Street TV, and Total Media Radio on YouTube. Our first game will be tonight. We will be broadcasting the Waverly Tigers versus the Eastern Eagles. That will be at Waverly High School. And next week, we should be traveling to the VA to broadcast a Piked and Red Streak baseball game. And I'm not quite sure their opponent. I think it's Chesapeake, right off the top of my head, but I'm not 100% sure. But wanted to talk a little bit about that and kind of proud to be able to make this happen. It'll be myself, the Madman, and, of course, with me as always, will be Rockin' Raj.
Yes, absolutely. And you guys get into all kind of different things, several different sports, which is awesome. And then adding baseball on. Now, you all are doing not featuring a school per se, but doing kind of a game of the week. Is that how I understand it?
That is the plan. Yes, we were going to do one game each week. We'd like to get two schools per season. So that should fill out the whole baseball season. We ran into a couple of different snags in the beginning. Number one was sponsorship. It took kind of a minute to get the sponsors together, which we're really happy that we were able to do that.
For sure.
And I'll have a nice list hopefully later today, and they'll definitely be given a lot of props on the air tonight. But then the second thing was connectivity, because we're not just going to broadcast it on the radio side. We're also going to do the video side as well. So you need a lot of internet for that. And we've been kind of working, trying to figure out the best option for connectivity. Western schools out in Latham, Rockin' Raj and I went out there and kind of tested where the facility is, and we had nothing, no connectivity, no cell service.
Oh no.
So we had to try to figure out maybe a different game plan on what to do. So the thought was to kind of catch Western schools when they come to other area schools in Pike County to give them some coverage. But Friday, Rockin' Raj and the Porterhouse actually went to Western. We found out they just installed a Wi-Fi in their field house, and we should be able to connect. So
awesome.
The schedule set is going to get changed, so we can do some games out there in Latham that way we can go to all four schools in Pike County and give them some good coverage for a game of the week. They'll be during the week. My weekends are tied up. My son plays travel basketball, and my daughter's actually in archery. So there's tournaments between the two every weekend. So it's going to be during the week, but it's here in the county, so not a lot of travel for us. We can Raj and I can get there and hopefully bring a good experience to the baseball program. And we want to do softball as well, so we're still working out those details.
Super cool. And so this is something kind of new that we're adding on to an already busy sports schedule. Mm-hmm. But you guys are willing to do it. And if we have the wherewithal to put it on, then we should be doing that, right?
Absolutely. As long as I can remember, the radio has always covered football and basketball. There have been a few baseball games, as Rockin' Raj just told me, but not a lot. So just kind of a way to branch out and test our market for that, especially with the video streaming. Anybody who followed Piked and Red Streak basketball knows that we put on a video streaming package with the radio, thanks to Dylan.
Yeah.
And all the other crew. We were able to bring a really good product for basketball, and we want to be able to bring that for baseball as well, for all schools, and just kind of show what we can do, which inevitably should lead to a better product for football, a better product for basketball next year, and baseball moving forward into the future.
Love that. And, you know, technology just gets better every day. And it's so amazing what's been able to be done just over the past year or so. And unbelievable talent, both with you all calling the games, but also behind the scenes with Dylan and Rodney and all the gang that, you know, have figured out how to do all this stuff, because it's mind blowing to me.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Dylan is a mastermind when it comes to this video stuff. And he just gives me the equipment, gives me the software, tells me how to do it. And I mean, just he's very good at putting on a good product. All of them, Adele, Rodney, everybody.
Yep.
Sean, everybody is just, they've done a great job of kind of bringing the level of production to Pike County. Just is through the roof now with the new platforms we have. It's just, it's great. Tuning in to both of our stations over here. The sound quality is so much better. The basketball, the production value has been so much better, and just really happy to be a part of it.
Very good. Well, we're happy you're a part of it. Well, very good. So we have a couple of minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our viewers while we have you here on the line?
Actually, yes, I would. You'll notice the absence of Rock and Raj. Rock and Raj is actually out on a road today in Pike County, Germany Road. He's got our community service workers out there, and they're cleaning up just certain stretches. They're cleaning up the entire road, and Germany Road is one of the longer roads in the county. It's taken a few days, but we're getting community service workers in, and we're removing several bags of trash from the roadway. And I'm not talking about little kitchen bags. I'm talking about big, heavy duty contractor 55 gallon bags. I think we're over 30 some bags now for just a half mile, 1 mile stretch of the road.
Oh my gosh.
From 32 south, we've removed tons of tires. We find needles. We haven't found any one pot meth labs this time, but I'm sure we will. We usually find those on the road too. So we want to get those off the road. It's always something, right? And you can't make it up.
No, you can't. I was just getting ready to say that. You can't make this up.
No, we found some catalytic converters. I mean, we find mattresses. We found a vehicle one time on a road. I mean, somebody had just drove a vehicle off to the over the side of the road and just left it. And then people start stripping it. It wasn't stolen, so we don't know what the heck was. I mean, they just dumped their whole pickup truck. So, but anyway, that's what he's out there doing. I wish he could join us. Dylan texted me a little bit ago, but he's out on Germany and wasn't able to make it back in to do this. But I hope that he's listening. I asked him to tune in, but I know he's out on the road, and it's very dangerous. Cars are flying by him. They're on the side of the road. They all have protective vests on, but it's still dangerous. So he's out there supervising them. So that's just kind of one of the things that we do here at the prosecutor's office is try to make the county beautiful. It's not a quick process. It's not an easy process. I've got to get community service workers in and diversion workers, but you know, slowly we're getting those in and getting those people to give back to the community that they've taken from, basically.
You know, and I think that's a wonderful thing. Number one, if you see people working alongside the road, maybe number one, slow down. Number two, get in the other lane if they're alongside the road, if you possibly safely can, and watch out for each other. But and number three, don't throw your trash alongside the road. But you know,
it makes you think. You know, before I became the prosecutor, I actually ran this program several years back. And I was out there with them picking up trash, just like Roger is right now.
Yeah.
And it does make you think about that because, you know, when you're driving down the road, it's so easy to roll the window down and just chuck it. And number one, it's illegal. You can get, it's a $500 fine, but I mean,
right.
Just what somebody has to do to get that off there and how bad it looks. And you can drive around, you know, the county. And I know over in Jackson, Judge Music, I actually prosecuted in his court.
Yes.
A few years ago, Judge Music has a really good community service program. So I know they're not doing the same thing over there. But, you know, you drive and you see all this trash and some of it is like from trash trucks and whatever. But, you know, it's just people who just are dumping things like tires. They just stop and just throw a tire. I mean, that's like, it looks terrible.
Yeah. And like, why would you do that? Just take it to a place where they can get rid of it. You can throw it alongside the road or take it where you're supposed to take it. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Laziness is all I know, but I mean, we have programs here, as I'm sure you guys do too, you know, where you can drop tires off. I think we've got one
yes.
coming up at our fairgrounds where, you know, if you've got tires, there's some law that says you can't transport more than 8 tires at once or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you take your tires, you drop them off, and the Pike County Solid Waste District will remove them, will take care of them for you. It's just, we've got all these avenues, even appliances. People will chuck appliances just on the side of the road. So, like, you know, full-size refrigerators, washers, dryers, you know, we have vents that allow you to get rid of those and
right.
drive
and
it
you've
somewhere.
You've got to load it in your car, like what, or in your truck. Like, that's work. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Work smart, not hard. Come on. Yeah.
Now, the needles in the meth labs, I get that, but I mean, I still, that's super dangerous. We don't want you to throw that stuff on it, especially the syringes. Your kids walk around, you know, step on those. You see those in parks, and that really grinds my gears when I see that. And,
yes, you know, very much.
Kids play at a park, and there's a needle there. I mean, you know, whatever, throw it away, put it in a bottle, pitch it, something. Don't just chuck it out the side of the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, little kids are inquisitive, and the first thing they're going to do is pick that thing up. And
what's this? Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. Like, you do you, but don't put someone else in jeopardy, right, or a small child, because they don't know. They don't understand. So, well, very good. Well, this is so awesome. So, baseball season coming underway, and that is tonight, right?
Tonight at 5 p.m., I'd like to go on the air about 4:45. Dylan's going to come over. I'm going to run up to Waverly. I don't get off work till 4. I'm going to try to get up there a little early. Roger and I are going to try to get everything set up. I've got the lineups. I got the rosters. Going to get some, you know, stats book. Just kind of going to get everything ready. I had a busy weekend in Dayton with my son, so I couldn't do much over the weekend. So I'm kind of trying to piece it a little bit together today. But I know we're going to be ready and going to bring a good product. I can't wait.
Heck yeah. This is so exciting. And it's only going to get better as time rolls on and you guys get a little bit of experience under your belt with all of this stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Yep. And I love it too. I love doing this.
Well, you guys do a fantastic job. So it comes across for sure.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for speaking with us this morning and taking time away from your other job. We greatly appreciate you.
Well, thank you for having me, Jen. And thanks to Dylan for getting us set up. Thank you.
Heck yeah. We'll see y'all soon. Tune into those games here this week. And it's going to be a real fun time.
Thank you very much, Jen.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's see. It's about time to get out of here, isn't it, Dylan? All right. Is there anything else you had that you wanted to tell our viewers before we get out of here?
Well, I wanted to show them what happened to Cole in the apocalypse, but we'll get to that another time.
Okay. Our apocalypse video is a little longer than we have time for today. So, yeah. All right. Well, again, don't forget, you can start calling to get your spot in for the Rascal unit today, starting at noon. Not 1 minute before, but at noon, 740-978-0424. Also, get online, get those tickets for the Pause for a Cause. Come and meet and greet with Bluey and Bingo, Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, and Miles Morales. And that will be April 20th at the Jackson First Church of the Nazarene, 1 to 4 p.m. You can get those tickets on Eventbrite. And again, that is a huge fundraiser for the Humane Society of Jackson County, but also a really, really fun event for you and the kids to attend. They will all love seeing Bluey and friends. That will be awesome. So, all right, well, have to get out of here for the day. We'll be back here with news, I believe, tomorrow. And enjoy a little bit of sunshine while you can, because I think some rain's moving into the forecast tomorrow. So we'll see you then. Have a great day. Bye-bye.